Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. It should be a big, exciting date night for Wills and Kate as they head out to go see Top Gun Maverick, joined by Tom Cruise. The royal couple will join the actor for his UK premiere tonight in London's Leicester Square. However, they had reportedly already seen the movie, having been treated to a special screening of the Top Gun sequel at the invitation of Cruise, who had heard William was a fan of the 1986 original movie. If you're working the door at the screening, make sure that is indeed Kate Middleton and not Brittany Dixon, an artist hailing from Australia. Dixon has recently captured the attention of TikTok users for her uncanny resemblance to the Duchess of Cambridge. Her followers even encouraged Dixon to apply for Netflix's recent casting call, looking for someone to play a college-age Kate in The Crown. "Okay, you're all bullying me into actually doing this," Dixon captioned a video showing side-by-side photos of her with Kate. In another video, Dixon shared that she did end up applying for the role. She said the casting agent asked her to send in a selfie, some general information, and a 30-second video talking about something she loves. Speculation continues about what Harry and Meghan may or may not try to film during the Jubilee. The Mirror quotes a consultant for Netflix as saying, "The Jubilee is the biggest gathering of UK royals in years and means that Harry and Meghan will be around everyone. Away from the public presentation of unity between the brands, the chiefs want exclusive footage and their dream is to have insights in that royal world never seen before. What goes on at Frogmore Cottage is effectively private interactions between family. Frogmore is a grey area in terms of whether it comes under full-time jurisdiction of the courtiers. If everyone agrees to filming scenes there, that would be exclusive, unique material never seen before. The dynamics of that are still a tricky matter, especially with some courtiers pushing for the Duke and Duchess to not film at any royal residences. We are getting to a point within the business where Netflix executives are evaluating what content around the royals and the Sussexes is actually coming into them. If you are at the network, then you sign them for their unique attraction and selling point given their royal access and insight. Sure, both are creative, and Harry has produced some powerful mental health documentaries, but the big money deals are for big projects. That is why the tens of millions of dollars was potentially laid out, but many at the business are wondering what happens if the Sussexes are unable to deliver unique, exclusive, and interesting content from the biggest event in recent years for the royals. But what are the wishes of the Queen on this matter? Kate Manzi, assistant editor at the Mail on Sunday, says she believes that the Queen wants Harry and Meghan back in the fold, just not with a camera crew. "There is generally a sense that they want to bring the Sussexes in, I think. They will be invited to lots of family occasions, just not the big official numbers. The amount of time that they're seen interacting with other family members on camera will be fairly limited. But as one source said to me the other week, the body language is going to be fascinating. I just hope for the Queen's sake it doesn't overshadow everything else that's going on over the weekend." Palace Intrigue, we'll be right back. The Guardian has even more details about the Jubilee. There will be a make, bake and decorate a British treat box fit for a Queen event in Manchester. Locals in Thornhill will cook pizza together. Bendale Community Library is throwing a tea party, while there will be a picnic at the pub in Shrewsbury. There will be a wildflower display and free flower arranging in Beddington, a child's fun fair in West Sussex, and readings of royal fairy tales by author Sally Palm Clayton, based on her recent book The King with Dirty Feet in Stoke Pogues. There will be a Best of British Disco Karaoke. There will be fireworks as national charities and councils light the UK's 1,500-plus community and Commonwealth beacons, a long-held tradition of celebrating royal jubilees, weddings and coronations stretching from across the UK, Channel Islands, Isle of Man, and UK overseas territories. The ceremony of lighting the beacons will begin at 9 p.m. on June 2nd, when the principal beacon, the Tree of Trees, a 21-metre-high tree constructed of 350 smaller trees, is lit in a special ceremony at Buckingham Palace. Members of Girl Guiding will light a further 70 beacons up and down the country, while former servicemen and women from Walking with the Wounded have said their lights will shine on top of the highest peaks of each of the four nations in the UK. But whatever you do, don't shoot the Queen. The Times told the story of a former guardsman at Buckingham Palace who said the Queen would struggle with insomnia sometimes and venture out into the palace grounds for a walk every now and then. As the story goes, the guard was on his midnight duty when at 3 a.m. he saw what he thought was a mysterious figure in the darkness. Thinking it was an intruder, he sprung into action and pointing his gun at the figure shouted, "Who's that?" Turned out to be Her Majesty, and the guard reportedly exclaimed, "Bloody hell, Your Majesty, I nearly shot you." He then quickly realized who he was talking to, and before he could gather his wits, the Queen, knowing to have a killer sense of humor, said, "That's quite all right. Next time I'll ring through beforehand so you don't have to shoot me." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, the Palace Intrigue. Good times.